And welcome to Nodcast, episode 139.
We're classy.
Boom headshot. Or switch hitting. Depends, you know. I'm Saverin.
I'm Fuzzwolf.
I'm Shiva.
I'm Reki.
And Osama bin Laden's dead.
We shot that motherfucker in the eye.
Okay. And now he lives in a pineapple under the sea. He's gonna give sharks food poisoning.
I'll give you food poisoning. If you get food poisoning, I'm very sorry.
No.
I'm not going to eat you, Reki.
What the fuck was that?
Where's the payoff?
Where's the buffered.
Ugh. Try it again.
Okay, no dying. What?
The video was like still catching up to it. Okay, let's try it.
What the fuck?
Oh, it's this Reki. It's the little shy one. Just trying to cheer.
Wow.
Yes. That's what Fluttershy thought. She loves all life, but he didn't count.
I haven't been watching My Little Ponies. I don't watch it, but I can very much appreciate all the
fun crap
people are having on YouTube.
Yes, as we have been inflicting a vast quantity of them on Reki before the show started recording.
He'll have gotten chunks of the series and never watched a show.
Now, see, what we need to do is play Winter Wrap-Up for him and get it stuck in his head, and then he'll have to watch the episode in which it's featured to get it out.
You know what? No.
That's exactly how it works.
It's how it begins.
Yeah.
But this isn't the Pony Podcast. That's another show that I'm on. This is Nodcast, and we read about, you know. Winter coolness. Oh, dude. And
awesome no.
Kill it with fire.
I never should have put music on my iPad.
I mean, I can counter and break out the ending theme to Portal 2 and ruin it for everyone who hasn't played it.
But that's
it
an yet. Amazing song.
So is Winter Wrap-Up.
I know.
Yeah, but Portal 2 is more important than anything pony-related.
Not if you don't play video games.
Well, no one cares about what you think.
That's not very friendly of you.
I guess I'm an evil pony. There we go.
He turned the air conditioning down. My hooves are getting cold.
What?
That's just my heart.
I'm joking, Saverin. It's not actually too cold. I just wanted to say hoopsies.
Just wait. You're going to start infecting hoofers with this.
You guys are faggots. I just had to put that out there.
Teal's boy, right. The end of episode 2 was almost as cool as a sonic rain boom. And Teal will kill me.
And see, he won't even have to like pretend to kill you over the internet. He'll be right there.
Oh. I need to go. Someone needs to go back and edit the end of time when Ted regenerates instead of the big golden blast. It's a sonic rain boom. Matt Spence's rainbow dad.
You should save this for your Who Pony podcast.
Yeah, so this week's topic, I mean, we did get some good emails for us, so, I mean, we're just kind of shooting the shit. We're obviously being goofy this morning, evening, night.
Thing.
You know, it's daytime somewhere.
Yeah.
Probably,
I suppose.
So. Japan, maybe.
Oh.
The land of spiders and snakes.
No, the land of creative genie death. Australia.
Cool, blimey.
So, we should probably get to emails if we have anybody still listening at this point.
Nope.
Hey, things we can talk about ponies for another hour. It's great. I mean,
my little Nodcast.
You know, I really ought to get that finished. You know, I made that pony for you, Shiva. Could you color it, please?
Well, I've just been having problems with my tablet, so I've been fighting with it, and I get mad at it and put it away.
I didn't even know you had a tablet. That's cool.
Yeah.
What kind of tablet?
Wacom.
Oh, I thought you meant like a.
No. Like. To do arts with tablet.
I was just like, well, if you don't have an iPad, you don't have a tablet. You have some
Dude.
You have some expensive knockoff I'm just pissing
off.
Oh,
but I thought amateur hour was over.
That pissed me off. And I'm not a Mac fanboy, but I'm like, that is exactly the kind of high-handed, I'm better than you bullshit that... That I used to rag on Apple for, and now what is it, BlackBerry?
It's Research in Motion, RIM.
Yeah. That's a RIM job.
I'm sorry, work just mandated me to get a BlackBerry, so I'm carrying around my iPhone 4 and a BlackBerry Curve. Guess which one I like better?
They fight in your pocket all day.
And one of them loses.
It's like putting a couple of rabid ferrets in your pants.
Actually, what it's like putting in my pants is this really fun hot guy that I like to touch, and then a grandmother that just gets on my nerves every time she opens her mouth.
That you do not want to touch at all.
Yes.
So I joked today that I actually wanted to put a Apple wallpaper on my Android phone and an Android wallpaper on my iPad. Just to piss people off.
I told him I'd shoot him. No, I didn't say that.
I'll shoot you in the face with the shotgun app.
No, I'll bury you underground of a bunch of CDs with ISIS of Linux on it. How about that? Yeah. Now don't die just because I said it.
The one OS. Yeah, both me and Fuzz
are going to be fighting that all.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys haven't brought the plague and you're just coughing your death up. But
yeah.
Jesus Christ, we're trying.
It's because I wasn't on the show last week that all my bile didn't get out answering emails. So it's built up in my system.
Oh, yes. He just pulled up Windows on his Mac.
He just changed the wallpaper.
The Windows XP
to the default. That nobody uses.
The green hills.
Actually, I have that at my work computer because I never bothered to change it.
Okay, so let's get to the episode.
I have Doctor Who wallpaper on my work computer.
Let's just talk.
Actually, I've advocated doing that a couple of times.
Just bullshit? Because it's
People like when we banter, so... Yeah, you know, but then it would be like a combination of Brodyville and Who First.
Well, in that case, let's just get these emails the fuck out of the way, then.
Yeah, I think... Oh, speaking of switch hitting, I think my tweets from last night actually surprised people. People keep forgetting that I'm actually bi, I'm not gay. And I was tweeting that we went to Tilted Kilt. Saren and I went there with Guardian. And for those who don't know, Tilted Kilt's kind of like Hooters, but with a Scottish-Irish theme. So it's really, really short kilts and very revealing tops on the waitresses.
Like, they look like naughty Catholic schoolgirls, which is A-okay.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
You know, short skirts, tight tops, either gender. Cool.
We were all like Straightville.
I know.
Some pussy. What about you, Shiva?
Well, yes, I do.
Hey, right, so, you know,
does everyone here like cunt? Then you know, no way.
Well, I think you're probably the odd one out. Then you know,
me?
No, he's bi.
Yeah.
Oh well, then never mind.
We've got the
with this iteration of the cast, we're actually all bi
to some degree or another.
You know, it's like
my boyfriend's character has a pussy, so I mean,
oh, that doesn't mean shit.
To an extent, I do like girls. So,
oh well,
and that's an added little charm to me. So,
having a vagina as well—that's the added charm.
Well, on his character,
I see you got a little something extra.
I'll be honest. If we did, hey, there we go. That'd be fun.
I've seen him. I'm not in the herms.
Yeah,
I'm like I like boyish girls or girly guys. Strangely, not both at the same time.
Yeah, both at the same time. Do not want.
Just well, depends. I don't know if I'm fucking a guy and a chick is fucking with a strap on. That'd be both at the same time. That would be okay.
It's not the same package.
Yeah,
you said that so matter of fact, and just like your facial expressions.
And I just
kind of
sit here. It's like let me think about it. A herm. I mean, I don't really have anything to say.
There's a difference between
liking pussy and liking cock, but just not on the same body.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand.
Especially if, like, the cock is coming out of their forehead or something. Send her like a droopy unicorn. And that's not magical at all.
You know, it gets spotty, and then you have to go, you know, see a doctor about it.
Want to see my special unicorn power? Leak.
no, no, no.
Let's just read the goddamn emails.
Oh, now you want to read the emails.
Please, anything that's not fuzz.
Hey, not that bad.
Oh,
you're a terrible fuzz. Well, I was about to say fuzzin.
I'm my own race now, apparently. Yes.
I, let me come up with a slur. Just give me a few minutes.
You're a bad person.
Oh.
I've got to think of a slur that will go to just for fuzz.
Okay.
I'm getting glared.
I'm like, where are you going with this?
I don't know. Like,
that's so cool, man.
So, hey, I'm going to read an email. On and off topic and stuff. Greetings, Notcasters. It's been a while since I last sent you a letter. But this week's topic gets my interest. As a bi male, I thought I'd share my not all that interesting or full of drama tale. Growing up, I always thought of myself as straight, dated girls both casually in one pretty serious relationship, and never really thought about the other side of the fence. It wasn't until my mid-20s I got out of my very conservative southern town and was able to make some friends that were a bit more free and liberal. A couple of them were gay, at first a little odd, but they were cool people and I just accepted it. Of course, a lot of hanging out and late night conversations led me to asking questions about what it was like being with guys instead of girls. This eventually led to one of them, let's call him Joey, to admit he kind of liked me. It was a bit awkward at first, but the more I thought about it, the more curious I became. Finally, I figured out I liked being around him, the idea of being maybe more... It didn't bother me, so we started getting slowly closer. He was very good about letting me figure that part out at my own pace, and finally the night came, and if we'd been watching movies, he just leaned over and kissed me. It was gentle and quick, and totally finished off the part of me that thought I was straight. We dated for a while, but things eventually caused us to grow apart. No fault of either of us, but things just happen sometimes, but I'll always be grateful for him for accepting, for helping me to learn about a part of myself. Now I know I'm bisexual. I've dated girls as well as guys, and I find I like both about equally. Well, there's my fairly typical story, probably a million others find things out the same way. And now for the off-topic part. After a bit of late-night thinking and drinking, it seems to me that such a famous podcasters as yourselves need titles. Each one of you is different, so you need your own official titles. Here's my attempt. Feel free to smack me at any cons you see me at. I probably deserve it.
Oh, good God.
Oh, wait. This is some... Oh, this is Rahada.
Yes. Fuzzwolf, the lupine purveyor of pornography.
Huzzah!
Saverin, the vulpine seducer of innocent panthers.
Ah! Panther's not innocent.
He was until he met Saverin. That's the point. We didn't know him before that.
He really wasn't.
Okay.
Which is just fine. Shiva, the L-shaped feline of many limbs and fine arts. And lastly, Freki, the Sheppy Koopa of infinite violence and staircases.
Oh, wow.
With that, I'll leave you your mudslide slinging motorcycle riding, mostly saying Arkansas Lion Rahata.
Awesome.
I would never hit Rahada. He brings awesome mudslides.
Yes.
So he's got lots of credit built up too.
I've not met this person.
He is our angel of alcohol at conventions.
Delicious alcohol.
He's from Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
I go through there all the time. I'll stop and you can bring me alcohol wherever I'm at.
He got me some really delicious alcohol for my birthday at Fiesta this year.
Yeah, and he also had mudslides. It's good shit.
I've still not had one of the mudslides. I'm always like busy or somebody drags me off to something else. I love mudslides. Yeah, I love mudslides too.
And we also had it at OaklaCon. That was awesome. At the live show when you were getting drunk on a live show.
That's why the live show was so good.
Good. All right.
So, Fuzz or Reggie, one of you, read an email. Quick.
Okay, I'll go. Late requests for help. Hey there, Notcast. New listener, Ricek here. I learned from you guys... excuse me. Hopefully you can edit that out.
Man, you just left a lung on my carpet.
Yeah, you might want to put some sand on that. Or something so it doesn't leak into the carpet. I learned about you guys from listening to Unsheathed, and I've been cherry-picking some older episodes for a few weeks now, and keeping up with the new ones, of course. I'm a bit behind the times as it is, but you touched on a topic a few weeks ago that concerns me, and so I hope you don't mind the late and probably off-topic email. I've got a bit of a problem concerning the friend zone. As it stands now, I have a group of friends that I regularly spend the weekends with. We play tabletop RPGs, video games, and generally waste our time together. I'm the only fur in this group, as well as the only gay, but another one of the guys is bi. While I was interested at first, I found... While I wasn't interested at first, I found that I've entertained the idea of asking him out for a more personal date more and more lately. There are two major problems with this. The first lies with me, without going into too much detail. The last relationship I had burned me badly, and it was with one of my best friends. While that situation is over now, I've still found that I keep her at arm's length for my own health. I dated her before I started having dreams and fantasies about guys, but she's still the only person I've ever thought I was in love with. Since then, I've been trying to avoid dating within my circle of friends for fear of the same thing happening again. The other problem lies with another one of the guys. I'll call him Glenn. He's also a close friend, but he came to me a while ago with some surprising information. Apparently, the guy I like now had shown some interest when we first met, which Glenn had discouraged. He was afraid that our dating would turn the group dynamic weird. He said that there'd been a similar situation before I came into the picture that ended in a previous group completely disbanding or something like that. I trust him on that, and I don't really blame him for what he did. Still, I can't help but wonder if I should try dating this guy anyway. Regardless of what happens with this guy, I'd like to thank you guys for your time. I wish you happy not casting.
Ooh. Hmm.
You know, I guess being in the furry community, it's not as bad as it used to be, at least around here. But it used to, you could be like, well, this person dated so-and-so, who dated so-and-so, who dated so-and-so, who dated the original person. I mean, this is like...
But a web. You had two, yeah. Like...
And that's how we all got AIDS.
Well, that's fucking terrible. But, so I guess I'm kind of numb to that idea, but I'm just kind of like, if you like the guy, and it makes the group dynamic weird just from you guys dating, well, fuck the group then. That's their problem. But if, if you guys break up and you guys make it awkward, then that's the fault of both of you then. So...
You could also strike...
That's just my opinion.
Then there's always a drum that we keep banging, which is, you know, you don't have to be... This is a date. You could just ask that guy to meet up somewhere a little bit more one-on-one.
Yeah.
And get to know him without saying, yes, we're dating now.
Oh, yeah, don't be fagging up the RPG time, you know.
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants to have to make a saving throw against gay when they're trying to kill some orcs.
You're sitting there caressing each other.
They're like, dude, not now.
I pull my sword out of its sheath.
Gross, we're not doing that. We're in a bar with some wenches.
I cast grease.
You cast creepy, is what you cast.
I cast grease against your anus.
You know,
saving throw versus tearing.
What's that? Roll for anal circumference.
But the guy that you like now, you know, if he has interest in you, I mean, get to know him and see what happens. This other dude, you know, he's afraid of something that doesn't really concern him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, kind of questioning his so-called authority of,
yeah,
I made a group decision for the benefit of the group that you two cannot date.
I mean,
you cannot suck each other's cocks. That is not good for the group dynamic.
I mean, maybe not on the gaming table, because it would, like, fuck up the map and the little plastic guys and the dice and shit, but... Yeah, I'm like, where's this guy's source of authority? You know, the power vested in me by Gary Gygax, I say you cannot fucking date. You know, fuck this guy.
Yeah, pretty much. I really, 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 really fucking hate anyone who has nothing to do with anyone. I don't even care if you're someone's ex. No one has the right to tell two other people, no, you cannot date. You know, that's just...
They can advise against it, yeah, if you're about to date a total fucking fucktard.
Right, but like, but you
not
saying...
Even, that's not even the case here. It's just like, that would be weird.
Well, you being authoritative and saying, I will not let you date this person, that's not your fucking place, you know. Yeah. Like, I had a friend one time that, this is kind of similar, but I met this guy, and this is when I was single, living back in East Texas, and met this guy online, and we all went up to the gay bar, and I met him there, and took him out to the parking lot and gave him a bunch of hickeys. Well, my a friend of mine that you guys all know wasn't really, well, you've seen him a couple times, wasn't really thrilled that this person and I were interacting on any level, and was just like getting fucking belligerent about it, which, I mean, hindsight, I'm kind of glad he did, but, you know, no one else is going to make the choice who I'm going to date or who I'm going to, you know, take out to the parking lot and tear his neck apart, so... You know, that's just
if you
how
do that, there's
it.
Just all that blood you have to worry about.
Yeah, I gored him in the middle of an East Texas town. That's what I did.
Yeah,
just to watch him
I don't
die.
Care if he is Hitler. I'm going to date him.
It was funny. We walked back into the bar, and the owner who was taking IDs at the front goes, well, just as long as you didn't do it in my bathroom.
oh, my. So, yeah, there you go. I think that's pretty much answered. So, Shiva, it's your turn.
Newtonian relationship physics and how it relates to this topic. I'm going to probably end up... This one's long, so I'm going to probably end up paraphrasing parts of it. Let's see. Hi, Notcasters. I wrote in once before way back during Turkey Day. I'm thankful I did, but... I'm thankful it did not make the cut. Looking back, I was a complete mess. I'm 35, not so recently divorced. Bicontinental, multicoastal, pan-galactic, gargle blaster swelling kind of guy. Oh yeah, and I swing both ways. First, relationship quantum physics. It might amuse you to know I used to do pre-calculus in my head when I was smart and going to school. To the guy who wrote in two shows ago. Encourage your friend to experiment with a girl. If it takes off, it takes off. That's the only solution where nobody's going to feel hurt, rejected, burns. Guys, especially straight guys, feel significantly less rejected if it's a girl. I know this from experience. It was when she went back to guys I felt rejected. In fact, it'll do a couple things. One, she gets to play and experiment and open herself literally to another female. This will probably expedite the healing process. And two, you don't get to be the rebound guy. That aside, it sounds like a lose-lose situation all around. Been there, done that, gothic t-shirt, coffee mug, and a home gate. I did have nice guy disease that Shiva mentioned, and I lost out, but I kept my friend. Sometimes a loss is really a win. We're all still friends and socialize whenever I'm back in the Bay Area. Okay, on to switch hitting. Looking back, I've always been bi. This is one of those duh things you learn when you become bi. I've always kind of liked the cock, but never in an emotional way.
Wow, I'm glad you didn't make an emotional commitment to penis. That's
What happened was about 3 years ago, my wife told me she was in love with another guy she met online, a former mutual friend, and I pretty much had to live with it, which I did until I couldn't take it anymore. I was shattered. It was in the process of healing myself and putting myself back together when I realized I actually had feelings for this guy I knew, a local Dutch paw. I was living in the Netherlands at the time. He rejected my advances, sometimes preemptively, which hurts like fuck, when I wasn't even hitting on him, but trying to be an actual friend. That aside, I then went to have a couple of failed gay relationships online, but that's another rant. I'm currently back in the States, mostly healed. The divorce has left a very bitter taste in my mouth when it comes to women and serious relationships with a said gender. I've kind of decided that I want to have a serious relationship with a guy. Honestly, it seems easier. I know how men think, and in general, we're a pretty straightforward lot. Yes, I know there are abusive, manipulative assholes out there, but it doesn't seem to be as ingrained natural as for every woman I've ever known. Even the good ones, which I count my ex-wife among for the most part. Keep in mind, I'm divorced and thus jaded right now. On to the unhealthy part. Through all this, I've become a dom master, and I find I rather like this role. I've got two pets I talk to on a regular basis. One is female and local, one is in a southern state. I know the general feeling of the cast towards the whole master pet thing, and I almost agree. Every pet I've ever had has had a complete controlling, to the extent of pawing off, I think, asshole masters. I realize how stupid, redundant, and maybe a little hypocritical it is to say about many doms, wow, they really get off on controlling people, but there you are. Being a dom doesn't mean being a complete asshole. As odd as this sounds, I don't get off controlling my pets. He goes on, let's see. Goes on, basically, he says he likes kind of stabilizing their lives and offering a little bit of guidance. Let's see. My pets are wonderful people, and they have enhanced my life despite the pain they cause. I will not have survived the last year without them in my life. Here's my dilemma. I'm a gray paw. I turn 36 in June. The fandom is rather young, as are my pets. A serious relationship with my local pet is impossible. The age chasm is simply too great, despite our mutual strong feelings. The master pet thing aside, she pushes every button of attractiveness I have for a female, which just surprises me, considering our age chasm. I also don't want to be serious with a female again. I know this isn't a healthy relationship, but it's the best I can do right now. She accepts that and feels the same. Let's see. My pet in the South wants to get together. I honestly think I'd like that. There are two problems, however. One, it's the fucking South. Despite being able to go to FWA, it's the South. I'm from the San Francisco area and thus a snob. And two, we're still like 10 years apart. Notice fear is not in the equation. Ever moving to Europe, going through an immigration process, and moving back to the U.S. with nothing, moving across the country is no big deal, just expensive. To be honest, I miss having nerds my age to talk to. I miss being able to geek out about Transformers and Star Trek and to the old Doctor Who, Sylvester McCoy for the win,
woo-hoo,
and dorky stuff like that. Maybe it's because my ex-wife was 5 years younger and European, but I'm tired of having to explain my bad jokes and puns. As most of the cast is made up of gray paws, I like your 2 cents on dating younger people. I'm young at heart, and I don't have a problem assimilating to the culture as it changes, but I'm getting old. Anyway, thanks for reading. Sorry for the wall of text. I hope I punctuated well, and Savin or Fuzzwolf's eyes aren't bleeding too badly. Let's see. I'll write the question. Should I try to find someone local or consider moving myself to my pet? It would mean an instant social circle of people he's good friends with. Or do I try to make it here, Minnesota? I'm planning on meeting him in June before I consider anything. I'm far from naive, and I learned my lesson moving to Europe. I have nothing here but my stubbornness to fight to make something of myself. Thanks for keeping in and on. My friends who know will know it's me, and that's okay. And then she gives some his sympathy for Lily. Okay. So, dating younger people where there's not always the common knowledge gap. They don't get some of the nerd jokes, and they're just not always quite clicking along the same veins, guys.
Mm. Yeah, I'd say anything over 10 years and you're looking at trouble. Or Savard's formula of, you know, half your age plus 7.
Yeah, that starts getting a little sticky past a certain age, because then it's like, you know, if he's 35, as he said, unless I think it wrong.
Depends how young the pets are. I don't think he said.
You're still looking at a decade gap, probably.
Yeah, and you may think that's something easily overcomable early on when you're just, when everything's nice and you're just screwing and such, but to actually form an ongoing relationship with a big gap, I tend to think that's a little bit, you run into a lot of problems.
You start needing to have other things in common. I mean, after a little while, that gap will close as you introduce them to things and they introduce you to things, but there's always going to be kind of the, yeah, I didn't watch that as a kid factor. And, yeah, me and my Aussie half have that somewhat now. I mean, he watched things as a kid that I've never seen, and vice versa. So we don't always get each other's geekery, and that has to do with continence, not age, because he's only 6 months younger than me.
I mean, you know, while you're watching cartoons, you know, he had to watch Dingoes Eat Babies, so... It's the circle of life. Keep watching.
But then again, you got things like you and Panther, where you guys have some overlap, but he's got wildly different tastes in movies and such than you. So,
well, that was one of those things that Which, I mean, even had upbringing. My parents were somewhat picky on what I could watch when I was a kid. And his were less so. So he's seen a lot of movies that I'm like, what? So he'll make references and I'll be like, what the hell are you talking about, honey? And then he'll have to explain and be like, ah, Philistine. I'm like, I've not seen half these movies. Like, you haven't read half the books I've read.
So there's pros to having geek comic culture, but in some ways it doesn't always.
It doesn't always work out, but I mean, if you're close, you'll at least have some points of reference. Because I mean, we have plenty in common, that's for sure. You know, it's just there are, you know, taste differences. You know, music some, and actually music a lot, but.
Yeah, but still. So you and age dating Gabby, Becky.
Oh, I got in trouble one time.
You the younger or the older?
No. I don't. Mm-mm. Within 3 years is my limit, give or take. Well, it depends on the person, but. 10 years to me is like, what the fuck, really? Now, I know a lot of people that have been in it and it's been successful, but, you know, whatever. I have a friend who is my age and he's dating a guy in his 40s. So, you know, I don't think that's cool. I think that, you know, they are in love and one day, you know, he's going to lose him because he's significantly older than him. He's like 20 years older than him. It's going to be heartbreaking. You know, stuff like that people don't think about, but that's their business, not mine. I was at a corporate gay and lesbian conference in Washington, D.C. a few years ago. And this actually happened in the room that the 2011 White House Correspondents' Dinner took place.
Oh, that one.
Oh. So this was good. This is where I had my mudslide. It was delicious. And I got in trouble twice that night. The this was a bunch of gay, lesbian, and bisexual and straight allies from the company I work for sent to this convention called Out and Equal. And one of the older gentlemen, he was in his 40s or 50s. He was gay, and we were talking about this subject. And I said, man, I don't get people who date someone that's much younger or much older than them by like 10 years or something. And I'm not going to say my real name here, but he said, oh, really, Recky? Would you like to explain yourself? He was dating someone who was like 15, 20 years younger than him.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he was dating someone who was 15, and I was going to be like, ah!
Well, when I was living over in Oz, we had, I was living with Ake's parents. We basically rented like a one-room apartment from their upstairs floor. And they also had two boarders. It was two guys. Older guy who was probably about 39, 40, and his other half, which was 19. Greg and Michael, they're not part of the fandom or anywhere related. And Michael was very much salt of the earth, very much just very grounded and practical. And then you had his little flamey 19-year-old other half, and they had been together for like 3 years already, and they're still together now 5 years later. But there was just, I just watched this disconnect on just eras where they just had this lack of understanding. So it worked for the most part, but there was still that disconnect. So, and I'm not sure exactly how much it's going to work out once Michael hits about 60. I don't know. So it's something I'm cheering for him, but I don't know how well it's going to work in the long run. So,
yeah, on a lighter note, age, there's always going to be generational issues as well. I mean, this isn't exactly to do with a relationship, but at the same hotel, the Hilton in D.C., those guys and I went over to the bar in the hotel, and we got a few drinks, and I was wearing a Thundercats shirt. Mm-hmm. And one of them goes, "Oh yeah, Thundercats. That's really awesome, man. That's kicking it old school, you know." And he was just like, "Did you know you watch a lot of Thundercats when you were younger?" I said, this pissed him off. I had just turned 21, and this was in 2007. Mm-hmm. I said, "Oh, I was born in 86. I don't remember Thundercats." And he was just like, "We don't fucking like him anymore, okay? We're gonna go bury his ass in front of the World War II Memorial." Oh. It's like, oh shit.
Oh. Man.
Have you guys seen the footage for the new Thundercats?
It looks pretty good.
Yeah. And then apparently the theme that's like rap or something.
I haven't heard the rap. I just saw some of the footage.
Yeah, I saw some of the footage. It looked sort of pretty good, maybe.
So?
It can't, you know...
Tangent!
You know, that new Bugs Bunny, the new Looney Tunes show. I don't know about that.
There's a new Looney Tunes show?
I've not heard good things about
that. Well, I was a big Thundercats nerd, so... Well, I'm furry, so...
Did you hear the magic, hear the roar?
Yes, I did. And I had a huge thing for Chitara. Uh-huh. Like, huge thing for Chitara. So, I think...
That would be Ricky's turn.
All right. Damn, girl, you shed. I got.
I'm sorry.
Shiva's hair off of my black shirt, girl. You're worse than my dog. Goddamn. No, I'm playing.
Right. I was gonna say I have met your dog.
Did you go home with some of my dog all over your shirt?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Well,
anybody who goes in your house comes with a, you know. A mini
Sheppy.
Day 3 in Wisconsin, I was pulling her fur off my clothing. All right. Hello, casters. Well, I'm one of your by and large listeners over in the UK. As to my experiences being bisexual, well, those are pretty varied. My main facet of attraction stems from a lover's personality first and foremost. In that way, I don't think about their age, looks, or plumbing beforehand. It's how they click with me in terms of character and interest, although being over 25 helps with me being 31. Mm-hmm. One of the bad side, many people who feel they are one way or the other, very disparaging of those that feel they are indecisive or fence-sitting. So many times I've heard those of limited scope say I would just cheat on them or could never be happy with either man or woman. As to the good sides, I have had relationships with both genders before. I had a boyfriend for a year or so. Alas, distance was too big a hurdle and things ended. I got a new job and the boyfriend lost his and things fell apart relationship-wise once he decided a poly style might be fun. Two bottoms was me as their top versatile. After that, I got into a relationship with a woman for a year. In that case, trust issues eventually brought it to close. But with both relationships, I never once cheated or felt I was missing out. For what it was worth, I felt happy with either gender. Admittedly, those were all outside of the fandom, as I have not been involved with anyone since discovering it. But that has been due to workloads and other hassles. But not to worry, live for yourself and make the most of your time, and love may well find me or others when the time is right. Keep being fat and suspicious, and keep up the good, hey, goddammit, keep up the good work with the show. Hopefully you will have escaped most plagues for the, for the coming show, although it is fun hearing some new token females to add spice to the mix. The cuddly kitty from the UK, Sam Ronan. P.S. I would love to see more for Planet Stock making it onto Kindle Fuzz. Bless you. Being in the UK, I am a little reluctant to purchase from a U.S. store, and I have to go through hassles of international postage, but I do have the Kindle apps on my PC, Android phone, and iPod Touch, so it's fun reading Trevor's tricks on them.
So I discovered something, too, I thought was kind of neat. I didn't realize that even though the Kindle is grayscale, the Kindle apps are in color. So if I drop a color image into a Kindle book, it'll show up in color on the Kindle app, which is kind of neat. I remember seeing that email, and I was going to bring this up. I actually just put a whole bunch more for Planet Books up on Kindle. So right now, you can get all five of Siani's books are on Kindle. So the Paladin Trilogy, Single Quavering Note, and Seeing Spots. Beautiful World is on Kindle by Christina Tracer. Trevor Strix, of course. And Monster by Roz Gibson. So if you dig the Jack Salem story, this is his early years. That one has a shitload of illustrations in it, which I had to fiddle around with the layout a little bit, but it turned out pretty well. So go to the Kindle store and search for Fur Planet, and I've got, like, I think counting books that we've published, like Bridges as well, we're up to, like, 9 Kindle titles altogether. And I've got 2 or 3 more kind of on the schedule that I'll be contacting the authors, working that out, and getting that uploaded. So next couple months, we'll probably have a couple more up there. So I wanted to mention that, actually. That just reminded me. So, yeah, Trevor Strix was the experiment that we put up last year, and we're moving into putting more of our novels up on Kindle.
That's cool. Okay, so that's 4 down.
Safford, that would be your turn.
That would be my turn, but I am terrible, and actually it's time for a break. Okay. So we're going to take a brief break. You're going to hear some music, and then we will do our super secret prize giveaway. Woo! For a couple of Steam games. It's awesome.
Oh, girls, don't you see? When I was a little filly and the sun was going down,
tell me she's not.
The darkness and the shadows, they would always make me frown.
She is.
I'd hide under my pillow from what I thought I saw, but Grandpa said that wasn't the way to deal with fears at all.
But what is?
She said, Pinky, you gotta stand up tall. Learn to face your fears. You'll see that they can hurt you. Just laugh to make them disappear. Ha, ha, ha.
That was no doubt an exciting and an amazing song you've not heard yet before.
Yay! What
the fuck?
Oh, I couldn't do that. I would just break down coughing now.
I didn't do it. I just fucked that shit up.
You kind of fucked it up. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay, Brony. Bros.
browsing PonyChan on your iPad while we're trying to record the show?
I've got it bad. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, so this week's item is not anything to do with ponies at all, because that would be terrifying and sad.
No, My Little Pony.
No, just stop.
It's a dildo modeled after Rarity's horn.
If his iPad wasn't expensive, I would throw it at you.
And we're back. So that was some music.
Hey!
No, don't even go there, dude. Seriously. So this week's item, though, is this parody. It's the Justice League of Porn Star Heroes Super Pack. It's Justice League porn.
So it's bad to tarnish unicorns, but it's okay to tarnish Superman. Yes,
My Little Pony is innocent and awesome.
With dicks.
No. No.
But Lauren has actually said they reproduce in a normal mammalian way. Well, then leave it.
I swear to God, you're going to kill me.
What God? No, but.
So, anyways, it's a porn parody. It's Justice League, and everybody's in superhero costumes. It looks kind of funny.
Apparently, the little spiel says something about Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin interrogate Catwoman. Zatanna uses kryptonite to seduce Superman. And Wonder Woman takes down the evil General Tommy Gunn with her tight pussy. Then takes on 5 super cocks at once.
Her invisible tight pussy.
And it's 136 minutes long with 127 minutes of extras. How that works, I don't even know. But hey, it's $39.95, but if you use our coupon code NOT, that's KNOT, you get 50% off one item, 3 free DVDs, and a mystery gift. Free shipping. And
that's not the mystery gift. You get free shipping and a mystery gift.
Yes. So you can get yourself some superhero parody porn, because Rule 34 exists.
But not for ponies.
No, it does. I just choose to not go near it.
Yeah, it's, you know, I love my porn, but the porn of ponies is actually kind of terrifying.
Yeah. Just don't go there. Just don't. And don't ship your OCs with the main cast. It's retarded. Don't do it. It's like, goddamn.
It's like ponies and penises.
Dash is enough of a slut in canon, in fanon, in shipping, in fiction. You don't have to ship your OCs with them. Goddamn.
But we besides, were going to make, Dash we were gonna make sweet sonic rain booms together.
And this is where Saverin kills himself on the show.
Well, as long as you kill yourself and not anyone else.
Because, you know, my pony is a Pegasus too, and if they fly fast enough together, they can break the time barrier and travel through time. And Dash is blue, so if I go inside her, I'm going to stop right there.
Saverin's just, you should see the wall of hate that's radiating.
What horrible thing was I telling you on text the other day? I texted you something terrible, and I can't remember what it was.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I'm not going to help you remember, more importantly.
I swear, the things you do to me on the show.
It's much like he does to you every other time, too.
Oh, I know.
I know. It's not limited to just the show. I mean, this is what it's like in Whataburger, too.
Hey! I'm not a bad person. You should kill Twilight and Luna. I'll give you a dollar.
Yes, there was a talking about how people can go right to Pony Hell, and you commented further on that.
Who can go to Pony Hell?
The haters that are invariably going to hate.
Invariably going to hate.
God. You sound so scientific.
So we also did this little contest for stuff and things and
ponies
and
in video games.
Yes, there's no video games, but there is
games.
Stop dying.
I'm trying. I don't want to die.
So, the way this works is I'm going to...
eat a bag of dicks.
Draw a name from a hat, sort of.
Of dicks.
And dicks. The first person whose name I pull gets one of the two games of their choice.
And a dick.
And the other person gets the other one. And you'll have to email the show with your Steam IDs so that I can gift you them. Okay. Insert paper rustling here.
And penis.
Insert penis here?
Yes.
And I didn't actually do that. Hang on.
Wait.
Are you paused?
Okay, so scrap that. We're going to get Fuzz to pull the names.
Okay.
Pull one. Okay. The winner is...
Bitch.
No.
No, Kitch.
Yay. So, you get first pick of Portal 1 or Audio Surf.
Yay.
You need to email the show with your Steam ID and which one you pick. And the other guy...
put, like, the ghetto drum roll?
No, it's paper shuffling.
The winner is Saffron's terrible handwriting.
Charles?
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't put an alias. He put his real name on there, so...
Oh, okay.
So if you're the Charles that entered the contest, then congratulations, you also get a prize.
Let me spice it up. I'm Chuck, and I'm here to fuck.
Right. So, on that note...
Good night, big balls.
If only. No.
I don't want to be around Fuzz as much as you do either. But damn, don't cut it short.
Okay, so this is a short email.
Can I have that one, Ed? I don't want to talk too much.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
That good, Fuzz. Huh?
Look at the other in the next one. We kind of Fuzz.
Okay, so Fuzz, you read this one. I'll read the next one.
Okay.
This one's short.
All right. Let me pull it up here. Now, that's not from the Please Keep Anonymous.
This one says it's titled By Mail Fuzz.
Oh, okay. It just refreshed, so all the archived ones went whoosh. Okay. All right. Anonymous. By Mail Fuzz. Okay. Okay, I am bi, and so far only three people know. My sister, friend one, and friend two are the only ones. My sister and friend one are cool, and I know I can trust them, but friend two is a piece of crap. I thought I could trust. When I told him I'm bi, he didn't think I was serious. Even after I convinced him that I am bi, he makes all these offending jokes about GLBs that make me want to choke him. When I told him how much the jokes bothered me and he didn't stop, I just stopped being his friend, but he threatened to tell everyone about me if I wasn't going to be his friend, quote unquote. I would just avoid him, but he is in all of my classes. The only reason he clings to me so tightly is because I'm his only friend. I have thought about getting a peer mediator to help sort this out, but since I am in high school, my parents might get a call. I would prefer to keep my parents from knowing about me being bi. But that's not a talk I need to deal with. Anonymous.
Well,
dealing with a douchebag.
Mm-hmm. And you know, if you're his only friend, I mean, it sounds like you guys need to have kind of a come to Jesus meeting and tell him, look, you know, I trusted you to, and this is why. But you know, you're in high school, so. I would expect that kind of behavior.
Yeah, I mean, you're not gonna... People...
There's a reason why you're his only friend.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that.
He sounds like a cunt.
Yeah. I mean, I came out in high school. You know, everybody at fucking school knew I was gay. And, or bi, whatever, but it didn't matter. I liked dick, that's what mattered. There were a couple of people that... No one wanted to, like, fuck with me. But there were a couple of friends that, you know... I remember this one guy, David, I knew. He was... you know, we were really good friends, and when he found out I was gay, he just kind of disappeared from my little world. And then, like, years later, his sister condemns me and tells me I'm going to hell over Facebook, where everybody that is on my Facebook, including employees and all this other, you know, or coworkers and all this, can see it. So she's a cunt. You know, and then there were other friends who were just, you know, they didn't care one way or another. And then there were friends that were just, like, you know, really supportive. And but only, like, one or two people were really assholes about it. You know, out of, I don't know how many people in a little redneck town in the middle of nowhere, Texas, that, you know, that was pretty good odds. But I had this, you know, this one friend of mine, he kind of did what your friend is doing, not so far as the I'm going to tell everybody, but he was making the crude jokes, and he was manipulating my name into homophobic slurs and whatnot and all this other stuff. And, you know, just...
How would that even work?
Like, your name doesn't really work that well, even if they were trying. They were stretching pretty far.
My real name?
I can see it.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'm insufficiently creative, but we don't have to go about into there.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you when we're
you can not, tell me later.
Not on the air. But, yeah, so, you know, after a while, I told him, I said, look, dude, you know, what you're saying is, I know it's funny, and I know I'm, like, your only gay friend, so this is the only chance you get to be this kind of asshole to over this kind of thing, but seriously, it's you know, it's pretty hurtful. And, you know, he... After a while, he really took it in, and he calmed it down. So maybe if you had a talk like that with this guy, but it sounds like he's just out to be a shithead.
Yeah.
But you can try, and if it doesn't work, then I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what grade you're in, if you're like a senior, if you're, oh God, if you're a freshman, God help you, you know.
You might just have to kind of deal with it and coast along, ignore him as best you can, and... string him along to a mount where he's not going to blab, but you don't want to kill the fucker.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yes, you want to read now, Saverin?
Yep, I'll read the next one. Okay. This one is titled, What a Long, Strange Trip It's Been. So you got your Violet Protodrake. Dear casters of knot, bisexuality, I get a tingly feeling just thinking about the many experiences I've had over the years, particularly in my pants. My experiences start back in my sophomore year of high school when me and my good friend, let's call him C, went over to a mutual friend's house after school. C and I are both interested in her, and we both had the same goal going in. One of us was going to have her, and the other would be crying in an emo corner. However, what happened next caught us both by a slight surprise. The girl said she needed to go... freshen up or whatever it is them females are actually doing when they go off to parts unknown for several hours and headed upstairs, leaving C and I on the couch to wait for her. To make a long story short, the subject of sexualities came up. The next thing you know, C and I had our hands over each other and were making out on the girl's couch. Yes. Upon discovering us, she raged hardcore and kicked both C and I out of her house and told us that she never wanted to see you fucking fags again and to keep that queer bullshit out of our town.
Aww, man.
And you were like, fuck you, bitch. And went and had sex. No. Shortly after that, things were weird with C and I. We didn't talk. We didn't hang out. I thought that was the end of our friendship. It continued this way for 3 years until a few weeks ago, when we sat down and figured out where we were in our seemingly non-existent friendship, and now we're best friends once again. Yay! Other noteworthy moments for me include getting a blowjob from another one of my best guy friends, having 3 short-lived boyfriends and 5 girlfriends. I know, I'm just a regular old hoe. Being an equal opportunity enjoyer does have its perks and a wide variety of fish within the sea, so it's never really hard to find someone depending on where you live. To me, sex is pretty much the same except for one, you're substituting a hole for a pole. Yummy. However, when it comes to the relationship end of the spectrum, that's where I see the difference. For instance, when I was with my boyfriends, there was very little communication. We hardly talked about anything outside of video games and whether I wanted to be the dom or sub that evening. With my girlfriends, we connected, got to know each other really well. They put on hardcore emotion into everything we did, whether having dinner, going on a date, or putting out. God, women. I found it was easier to get me in a relationship with another guy. But if I wanted the hardcore emotion treatment, I'd have to have a girl. At least that's how I'd end up here. Today, I have a lovely relationship with a girl who's also bi. We're going on 5 months now and still going strong. She's everything I could ever hope for in a mate. I have this relationship lasting because of you guys. Listening to your podcast for the last couple of years, you helped me figure out how to weed out the crazies and find someone nearly perfect for me. I owe you all the world, especially Zap and you, Demi. I mean, Recky, heart, smiley face. your biggest fan in the Northeast, Anaxis the Perky Fennec.
I love a happy ending.
Bitches and horse. Yes.
I'm amused by this.
Bitches and horse. My Little Pony pimp picture. But yeah, that's really good. I mean, we like happy endings. Now, yeah. the girl who, like, kicked you guys out and said, keep your faggy shit out again.
Fuck her, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not literally. I mean.
Yo, she's the type of person that will have gay children one day and the rest of her life will be lived in
self-hating
turmoil and depression. So you win.
Yeah.
Okay, my turn.
And then 18 years after she has children, we all win.
See. Then again, we lose because someone like that is breeding.
Well, they can make good children.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hi, everybody. Just emailing in to share my experiences with playing for both teams. My first relationship was with a male and went fine for the most part. But we did have clashes on gender-related things. For example, I'm not used to the idea of making someone as being silly or just playful banter.
Making fun of someone.
What did I say?
You left out the making fun part. You just said making someone silly.
Oh. Okay.
It's okay. I just want to make sure it was clear to people listening.
To me, it sounds mean. To him and most guy friends I have, it's the former. I'm not in a long-distance relationship with another female. I think she meant I'm now. Yeah. I'm now in a long-distance relationship with another female. We get along so much better. I don't think it's because we have stronger feelings for each other, although this is the case. We seem to think on the same wavelength because we're both female. It's getting fun to know the bisexual side of me, since for the last 2 years it was rather suppressed due to being with a male. I've never had anyone judge me, at least to my face, because I'm bi. Many of my friends are bi as well as my mom.
Well, that works.
In my case, bi now, gay later might be just be true, since I'm tending more towards women now. However, I'm in the firm belief that sexuality is fluid. I like the ability to like both genders, as each can have its own contributions. Another thing I want to bring up is this double standard of bisexuality that we have, or we appear to have, in the U.S. Recently, it seems common, even to courage, for females to be bisexual. We see this with songs like Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl and others. However, if a guy wants to kiss another guy, it automatically makes him gay in many people's eyes, and there's no turning back for him. Why is this? Anyway, that's about all I have to say on the subject. My sexually yours, the rainbow-flavored Dryfen Larkspur.
It's because we live in a homophobic, macho, male-dominated society.
I tend to agree. I mean...
Well, we do and we don't. It's really weird. We have... the U.S. is very hard to give a solid pinpoint on some of this shit because you have different sects of society that... You know, like, a lot of the people I run around with, it's experimenting with sexuality on either side of the aisle, no matter what your gender is, doesn't necessarily peg you for anything, you know? And then most people, most people that are, you know, normal, you know, I want to say, you know, that aren't, you know, pop-collared douchebags, they tend to not sit there and... attach these sexual labels to people like that. That, on the other hand, is a big problem in this country. We are very prone to putting sexual labels on people, and we're doing it quick, and it's never forgiven or anything.
You know? And there's no changing. Or if you do change, it's a huge betrayal because, oh my God, that person is suddenly walking away from all their friends and betraying their whole society cult. Because, I don't know, I saw it in the lesbian community, I see it somewhat in the gay community. When someone who has the gay decides to go out and whatever with someone of the opposite sex,
well,
suddenly they're, I don't know.
I have an idea of where that comes from. When I was younger, I kind of felt that way, that, you know...
It really depends on the motivations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're doing it because, well, you'd like to try a chick and it's because you're interested, okay, whatever, dude. But if it's because, you know, you think God hates you and you're scum if you don't, you know, not plowing vaginas and making babies for God's army.
That's a different...
Well, I met someone who's actually, God's like, era. Just discovered someone and, hey, I actually fell in love with a girl. I thought I was gay, but I found my one exception.
Okay.
And I've seen groups just turn around and walk away and eviscerate these people.
That's because those people are bitches.
Yeah. My theory on that is, I mean, those people who are complete dicks about it, you know, that's a totally different story. But people who want to act like, you know, not want to be friends with a person after they go back onto the other side of the fence or whatever. I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, most gay people or, you know, well, I'm going to say gay, not bi, because bi people don't, you know, they're sharing
both because sides. Because we're awesome, dude.
Yeah, we're sharing both sides of the fence. I could care less what gender anyone is dating or married to or fucking or anything. But there are some gay people that grow up, you know, they're completely gay. And I was like this when I was 16, you know, 17. So that gives you an idea of the mentality I think this encompasses. But they feel like, okay, they've grown up in a society where it is hard to be gay, it is unacceptable, blah, 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 and they feel like they're fighting the power. And then when other people leave that or, you know, go back to the pussy or go back to the dick, you know, whatever.
It's kind of losing soldiers for the
army. Yeah, they feel like they've lost another, like someone has invalidated their fight, you know. And it is a very childish, stupid pack mentality that needs to die. And for the most part, it doesn't exist, but it just takes those few loud assholes to...
Well, I mean, it's one of those things that we like duality. You are either gay or you're straight. And people, you know, a lot of people understand there's a spectrum. But a lot of people, the derpy ones, mm-hmm. that are inexplicably in power because stupid people elect them, don't see it that way. And church leaders don't see it that way. And, you know, drains on society in general don't see it that way. But there's some churches that do, just putting that out there. So people don't write in with huffy letters. Be Huffy the Magic Dragon. you know.
Huffy the Bitchy Dragon.
But it's one of those things that... when people finally figure out that sexuality is not, you know, a switch that's flipped gay to straight, and there's lots of different steps along the way, it'll be a lot easier. But until then, you just gotta, like, smack bitches around. They're giving you shit over it.
You know, I'll be honest, I only recently in the last year and a half to 2 years really admitted to myself that I like girls.
You had to come out as not quite gay?
Oddly enough, a little bit. Some people were shocked. Because I didn't realize that there was a certain kind of girl I liked. And moving to the DFW area, you know, there is a bigger variety of females up here, whereas there are not back in East Texas. I mean, I hate to be stereotypical, but I want to say 97-98% of the girls I knew out there all fell into the same type of stereotypes. Not all of them, but, you know, most of the girls I grew up with were my friends, so I didn't really like how they were. And then most girls were into the whole cowgirl, Christian, you know, I'm going to grow up and, you know, have a ton of babies so they can go and
put it in my ass. I want to stay pure for Jesus.
Yeah, that kind of shit. And then, you know, when I moved up here, I honestly, and then traveling, working for this company, meeting furries and interacting with multiple group of people, I've found certain chicks that I think are hot as hell. I like their personalities. I would be able to date them and be happy, you know. So it's just, I think life experiences also has a lot to do with people's perception like that.
Yeah, you know, once your horizons are sufficiently broadened, I mean, most people, you know, the more educated you are, the more open-minded you are. I mean, for me, you know, I've always sort of been, you know, contingently, you know, in theory, equal opportunity enjoyer. And, you know, I've been able to confirm that through various ways. And, yeah. I mean, but I'm not going to date a chick. I'll have fun and play around, but no.
I feel kind of the same way. And go ahead.
Even if Panther was out of the picture, or do you think, or is this just because you're already in a relationship?
Either way. I like dudes. You know, I can emotionally connect to dudes probably better than I could with a chick.
Same here.
And, you know, obviously I love Panther and I'm not going to be like, lol, vagina, get out. Because that would be dumb as fuck. But, No, it's one of those things that I like dudes, I can connect to dudes, but I'll have fun with chicks.
I noticed in that I like got like okay, so I really like bearish men. I think they're hot. I think they are sexy and fun and whatnot. But I like to date guys who are a little more effeminate. Not flamingly gay or anything, but guys who are a little, you know, like
not on the big hairy bear man.
Yeah, I mean, because I couldn't date that attitude. Like Cero is, you know, he's not a flamer at all. In most cases, you'd have to talk to him a little bit more to realize he's gay. If you didn't know him, or if you weren't gay yourself, you know. But once you get to know him, he does have this kind of effeminateness to him. You know, he's, you know, for one thing, his character online has a vagina, but
that is a little feminine. Well,
look at Akeisha. Ick.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of the same. I couldn't see myself with a dude. I mean, that's just.
With a bro? You don't want some popping collars going on?
You couldn't see yourself with some loud asshole like me?
Well, see, that's what I was going to say. What, you couldn't date yourself?
I could not date myself. I'd kill me.
Well, the same. It's like, I wouldn't want to date me. I mean, I no.
But girls, I like girls who are nerdy with moderate sized boobs, but are.
Hey, boobs are great.
But are boyish and are nerds, you know, that one of the guys. I like girls that are one of the guys, and I like guys who are one of the guys, but not bearish at brutish assholes like myself. So there's this crossover of two particular types I like of the female side and the male side, and Cero just happens to meet that. And I've met a few girls that do, but let's face it, I know what guys are thinking, so it's easier to deal with him.
Yeah. They're thinking, touch it. Just touch it.
Yeah. Seriously, like, we have sexual chemistry, I think, better than I would have with any girl. So.
It's like the SNBC comic. Hey, do you want to have gay sex and play video games all day? Yeah.
Yeah.
Gay engineers, they exist.
Yeah.
See, coming out, you know, where you've established yourself as gay, then basically having to come out to yourself as, you know, I actually do kind of like, that's an odd concept for me, because when growing up, when I was 13, 14, I knew there was something weird with me. I absolutely knew that.
Clearly. No,
well, you were a chack yet.
I was a tomboy. I was a hardcore tomboy. And I knew I liked dudes. And I knew, but there were some girls in my class that I knew I really liked, and I liked them in the same way I liked dudes. In fact, I liked them a little bit more. So for years, it's like, I knew what a lesbian was, because that a lesbian stood for lesbian, that's a girl who likes a girl. And I knew I wasn't a lesbian because I like boys, but I knew I wasn't straight because I knew I definitely like girls. So I was just in this big weird of, okay, something's going to happen. I'm either going to like one or the other, right? That there's going to be the switch that flips, this whole puberty thing where, okay, I'm going to settle down and something's going to happen. And then I found this Time magazine article. It was like bisexuality, the left behind or something. Article. And it's like, holy crap, there's a word for this. I don't have to pick A or B. It's okay to be both. There's a word for this. Holy crap, I know what I am.
Well, see,
and
now we 15, have to.
I stopped waiting for the switch to flip and just was happy going right down the middle. So.
Well, see, now you have to use Colt Cuddler and Philly Fuller. So we should go on to the next email. I think we've hopefully discussed that enough for the person.
That's the last one.
All right. Well,
then we can talk just bullshit.
Yes. Hey there, Notcast. Carrie Kane, the Wisconsin fox turned Shire horse. So, on what Recky said on the last episode, oh God, what did I say? Yeah, got a few details mixed up, but pretty close. And yeah, I'm taking the advice, and they haven't already gotten the news. I probably should have sent that anonymously, shouldn't I have? I'm trying to remember. I've gone to work in the last week.
And I wasn't here last week.
You've slept since then?
Yes, I've slept, I've worked, I've played video games, I've beaten Portal 3 times. Do you remember what this one was?
I don't remember most of last week. Last week, I was so freaking sick.
You weren't there, you were sick.
No, I meant just in general, the entire week is gone.
I listened to the episode, but...
I was asking Saverin if he remembers, or if he can pair it up and look.
Just keep reading the email, and I'll find it.
All right. Anyway, on-topic email goes, so you want to hear from us bisexual types. Well, I've stated previously in long-forgotten emails that I've been with guys and girls, but for me, the statement, chicks are crazy, date dudes, doesn't really ring true, as every motherfucker I run into seems to have a few screws loose and running off balance. Pause for funny mental image. Both are fun, though, I guess, so long as they don't get crazy clingy, a reason for several of my unmentioned breakups. But Matt, it seems everyone is crazy these days, and it's kind of pushing me away from wanting to be with people, so I'm just going to seclude myself to playing my bass and doing my art, and then I get a bit lonely again. That's when I'll probably start looking again.
Oh, thank God. I know, when he said it's pushing me away from people, I thought the next sentence was going to be towards animals, and I was like, please no, please no, please no. Oh, you're just going to be lonely. Okay, cool.
Yeah, this guy apparently is not a dog fucker, which is great.
That's good.
Anyway, this is kind of a dumb thing to ask, off topic, by the way, but in old episodes, it was stated that Saverin had the biggest cock out of the cast.
Well, that was before Shiva joined the show. Now Shiva has the biggest cock out of the guests. Because, you know, hermaphroditic cat tours, you know, you thought that was a limb.
See, so do you just want to, like, respond to this guy privately since he's asking for your...
maybe send a couple
photos. Why don't I just send some photos, bro? while I'm at it.
Choke on this.
You can send the details of your penis to this address. Let's see. So you can respond to that, I guess. That was a great email for him to walk in on. We were talking about your boyfriend's penis size. A listener inquired, so just thought you'd know.
Would you like to speak into the microphone, Panther, and tell them exactly how long it is?
I think you've been denied.
Doorknob King!
Why I have more protectors?
That was the sound of a doorknob.
You, sir, have been doorknobbed.
There we go.
Now that we've...
It is apparently... The length of his penis is apparently spousal abuse. Well, off I go. I have art to draw. I was dumb enough to put it out there on my FA that I'm giving away free art. Boy, my wrist is going to hurt. Well, at least your wrist is hurting for a good reason.
Who sent us that?
It never came through the,
What is this? Here, let's see.
Somebody wrote in her, I like sucking cocks. Well, congratulations, pal. You are truly a paragon.
It's from...
That was me.
I was like, some dumbass just wrote in. Okay, you like sucking.
Panther, were you about to accuse me of it?
Actually, if you refresh, we did just get a new email.
Yeah, but it's not that one. I don't know why it didn't go through to the Gmail account.
It got blocked as spam, probably.
Fuzzy faggot. Anyway.
It says sent from my iPad, so that should narrow it down.
What? So what? You or me or Saverin fucking with this iPad?
Yes.
I like that you automatically omit me from the possibility of sending this.
Well, for one, you don't have an iPad. Okay, yeah, you've got their iPad in your hands right now, but...
Oh, you guys. You guys,
Oh, anyway. Okay, so to answer the guy's email, I know we make this, we say chicks are crazy, date dudes. That's not entirely true.
Not entirely true, no.
Because there are some, let's admit it, there are some crazy fucking guys out there.
Yeah.
Because if you ever heard the phrase, don't stick your dick in crazy, that joke is originally referring to crazy males that are in the fandom.
Yes. Yeah.
So, you know what? Let's just do it this way. People are crazy. Good luck finding a non-crazy motherfucker. May it be female, male, or some variation in between.
Furry or otherwise, because there's some crazy shit everywhere. Yeah. Not just the fandom.
Oh, of course it's not.
Yeah.
Some of the crazy bitches in anime comic books.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah.
So, are we going to discuss bisexuality now? Or
one quick thing is, you know how there's the show out there called The Voice, right?
No.
Well, okay, it's one of the shows that are out there on, it's, you've got like Christina Aguilera, the guy from Maroon 5, CeeLo, and some country dude who I don't know.
Oh, the country douchebag?
Yeah, the country douchebag.
Backpedaled so hard that he fell off a cliff.
There is one other, there's been two contestants so far, two rounds of, and last night there was a competitor on there called Nakia, N-A-K-I-A. He is apparently a friend of Pacer Fox and Ipiquay's down in Austin. He's
neat.
He is one, gay, and two, fur friendly. And he's got a hell of a voice.
Cool.
So just interesting of semi related to fandom on main TV. And he sings really good. So.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
It's just that one, he's gay, two, he's fur friendly.
Riveting tale, chap.
This is where I say fuck you, Severin.
No. Well, I mean, you could.
Cool story, bro.
It wouldn't hurt my feelings.
I know.
I don't have feelings. I keep them in a jar.
On top of the fridge?
See.
You have to understand, Panther's making gestures. And he's hijacking the Saverin.
And nobody heard that. You only heard the of pure evil.
Cats, they're evil.
Panther's cutie mark would be a beard with a camera.
Camera with a beard stick underneath it.
Yes. It'd be the spy beard from The Spy.
When I first met him, I totally thought he was Jewish. I really did. Aren't I an insensitive?
You just see the little beads on the long hair.
No, he's gonna go find the remnant and throw it at you now.
I will cut him in his own home if he throws that at me again.
Since you guys have moved, he's lost his ammo. We haven't seen the finger puppet since you moved.
Oh, that's true.
So now he's gonna throw quarters at us.
No, I think he's going to look for the finger puppet.
Okay. I think they might have been in the desk over there.
Why are you going to tell him where they're at?
Because they're softer than what he was throwing.
Which is small rocks.
Oh, is that what it was? Was it quartz?
Okay. I don't know.
Oh, don't worry about that Xbox hard drive. It's encased in a piece of plastic more expensive than the hard drive, so.
So, yeah, so we did get an email. Do we want to save it for next week?
Or? Well, I thought we were going to talk about bisexuality.
We're going to talk about bisexuality. Let's save
it, because it wasn't related at all, so.
Yeah, it'll be read next week, probably. So, bisexualities.
Bisexuals.
Equal opportunity enjoyment.
I'm bi.
I love the dick, but I love the pussy, too, I guess. It's been a while.
You know, dicks are great. You know what else is? Boobs. Boobs are great.
Breasticles.
You know what's funny is that I'm not a boobs guy. I like ass.
Space.
It doesn't matter.
He just likes girls with kadonkadonk ass and strap-ons.
They don't have to have strap-ons, because I'll top, too. Everybody has an anus. I'm set.
You just like fucking people in the ass.
I like fucking people in the ass. Yeah. And that's
what happens when you fuck another man in the ass.
And that's why I'm a used car salesman.
Oh.
This is what
happens. Yeah, only driven on Sundays.
Oh, you know, God, now I've got to watch The Big Lebowski, because I just
boobs. Have to stuff in my boobs. Head. Gotta have boobs.
Yeah, I boobs. I'm trying to remember now. I dated chicks in high school, and then I dated a guy, and I never thought I was gay, though. It's weird because, like, you, some people will go to that, like, well, you know, the relationship with the girl didn't work out. Oh, hey, I'm dating a guy. I must be gay. I never actually went to that leap. I went to bi, and it pissed me off because for years, everyone was giving me the whole fence-sitter or you're really gay or just saying you're bi because it's trendy. I mean, I was like, what? Really? And it's like 10 years later with the same guy, so they can't say that I'm saying I'm bi because it's trendy, but now it's like, oh, you're really gay. And you just don't want to say you're gay, and that's such bullshit. It's like,
see,
no one's going to impose their opinion of their sexuality on me.
That's the whole thing, is you're a fence sitter. It's like, fuck you, yes I am, and I like it here, go the fuck away.
Yeah.
I always just embrace this, like, fuck you, yes I am. You want to make something of it?
Yeah, it's like, a lot of people, you know, bias sort of the neglected or the really maligned orientation. That there's some people that, I've even seen some gay people, but like, bisexuality doesn't exist. You're either gay or you're in denial. You know?
No, yeah, that whole thing has always pissed me off because it's clearly, for one, it's insecure on their part to sit there and say, oh, bi people don't exist. And two, it's clearly not fucking true because I can say from experience, I like girls and I like guys, so therefore I am bisexual. Fuck them.
It also drives me nuts about the ones about, oh, yeah, that kind of where, like you were saying, it's like I find them sexually attractive, but I can't have a relationship. And then the kind of the whip crack reaction of, oh, then you're not bi, you're just a whore. You know, it's not bi unless you can I know. I'm just saying. I don't agree with it. It drives me nuts.
Yeah.
When someone says that, their opinion is automatically null and void.
People that assume that you need a boyfriend and a girlfriend in order to be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that whole thing. It's like, I thought it was safe coming out to my mom. Yeah, because she, growing up, she had like a ton of gay guy friends and knew a couple lesbians. And so I thought it's like, okay, it's safe to come out. So I start kind of feeling around it. It's like, well, so I broached the subject of gay, and she's all cool with it. And we're talking about it. I broached the subject of lesbian, and we're all talking about it. Then I bring up bisexuality, and she's like, oh, no, no, no. Bisexual are just greedy. They want a guy and a girl, and they could never be happy with one. And it's just this super negative.
There's domestic abuse going on. Yes. Can't do
this. And I thought for sure.
The word is nay.
Oh my god, really? Did you just say the safe word is nay, as in what a horse would?
Oh, I can't.
What does it say?
Why is she on fire?
It's a parody of the Pink Floyd album cover.
Oh, that's why he's hitting you.
Oh,
he's mocking. Oh, it's because he's mocking Pink Floyd.
It's a My Little Pony mockery of Pink Floyd.
Yes.
So, but the long story short is, I thought it was going to be safe coming out to my mom, but when.
But then she beat you like. But, yeah, she was actually in the middle of her heartfelt story here.
And so. You're abusing me, you jerk.
So, it anywho, thought it was safe coming out, turned out not to be the case, and it did come out later on, but it started out being something I thought would be no big deal.
Yeah.
Really turned around into, oh my god, this is a bad idea, I'm keeping my mouth shut.
That sucks. But it worked out okay eventually.
As much as anything with my mother ever does.
I'm sorry. See, now you get to hear the abuse I have to go through. I mean, I show him an image of his favorite band bastardized with ponies, and I get abused.
You're like, what's wrong with that? I don't see the problem
here. I mean, it's only the division, it's Pinky Floyd, the division cupcake. And I'm getting whipped. Why do you have a whip?
Because for whipping!
All the better to beat you with, my dear.
Whip them! Whip the piss out of them!
You can take one of those Guitar Hero guitars and smash it over his head.
You know, if you use the one for the Wii, we're never going to use
well,
it.
Well, that's how Guitar Hero The Who Edition. It's all breakable instruments.
I was going to say, you know, we have that Wii one for
Guitar Hero 3 that we're never going to use again.
That's ancient.
Oh, don't hit me with my... No.
You almost hit your MacBook.
You know, and I guarantee you that that Logitech Rock Band microphone has cost way less than the screen on your laptop.
That Apple Care will let him replace it, right?
Probably.
So the only real danger here is to you. Well, best case scenario, he gets an updated MacBook.
Yeah. I'm fucked.
You can't get the new Fennec with Thunderbolt on it, you know?
Well, I could totally see him missing and just shatter the screen. And that would...
Well, it would be unfortunate, yes.
Yeah. So, now that we've had random... You know, this is worse than Scoot abuse. You know?
Sarah, you know, this is
Sav abuse.
This is nothing. Sarah and I actually wrestle violently, so...
Yeah, I don't...
Have you broken things doing it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was going to say... That was me and Siam. We've
bruised each other and cut each other, like... Wrestling.
Damn, dude. I know you were into blood play.
No, we're not. That's when we're like, oh shit, are you okay?
Yeah. Oh shit, I didn't mean bitches. To. Crap, just put a hole in the wall.
Yes. We really haven't been able to do that in the last, like, almost 2 years because we have a German Shepherd now.
And she gets overexcited.
And she gets angry if we start fighting. Like, I'll hit Sarah and she'll grrr and, like, try to bite my arm and, or he'll start, like,
smack. Mommy and Daddy are fighting!
So I'm gonna bite their faces off. No, and then they're like, he'll start hitting me and she'll go, and like attack him or whatever. Yeah, we can't abuse each other because the dog will fucking bite the abuser.
That's the ultimate peacemaker, German Shepherd.
The worst Tyrion and I do is torment each other with the fucking plush badger.
Yes, but I love that plush badger.
He started out with just he was like, I would have stopped if I didn't get amusing reactions out of you, and now it's become this funny thing where, you know, he'll just be sitting, and I've started doing it too, you know, just like sitting it in front of his face when he's asleep so that it's like the first thing he sees when he wakes up. And
like, I don't know, I feel like him and I can get pretty violent with each other, honestly, because, occasionally he'll just get in this mood to fuck with me, and he'll try to trip me, and, like he'll lock his arms around me and try to trip me with his foot and bring me down and just, like, bite me as hard as he can, and just out of pure let's fuck with each other.
See?
You know, but we're both the... You know, boys will be boys, so.
Well, me and Siam actually used to wrestle a whole hell of a lot. I mean, just exactly what you're describing, except he threw his back out a couple of years ago, and suddenly he can't move without causing serious damage. And that has really stepped back on the amount of roughhouse that we can do. Well,
obviously, a physical injury is going to do that.
I know, but it's gotten kind of sad over time because we can't do what we... The things that we used to do just... off the cuff, suddenly we can't do because it's not fun. Somebody yelps and gets hurt, and it's kind of sad when you get a partner that gets injured and then you can't do the things you used to do anymore. So
yeah, I am visiting a chiropractor. I mean, I don't actually, like, I've never really had a back injury or anything, but just, like, hereditary, everyone in my family just has terrible backs. I mean, even the skinny bitches in my family have terrible backs.
Huh.
You know, it's just we were unfortunate on that end of the gene pool. And, you know, I've been seeing a chiropractor lately and I've felt a hell of a lot better. And I've been able to move around, like, you know, do more physically strenuous things without my back pinching or anything like that. Like today I had to climb down in a, you know, the boiler room was basically this pit. And I had, you know, underground inside of a basement of a skyscraper. And, you know, there's this... 15-foot drop that I had to climb down, and today it didn't, you know, I couldn't feel my back make any reaction to it. So, you know, that's chiropractors work, and so does acupuncture. So,
oh yeah, that's the only thing that's kept Siam going these last couple of years. Just
I should really look into that for some of my back issues, and I kept saying that I would. I think Sarah was going to give me the name of his acupuncturist.
Yeah, it's the chinkiest thing in the world.
Dude!
It is!
Does your chiropractor...
I'm sorry, your neck is showing.
Yes. Does your chiropractor have the table? The one where they put the little tens unit on, like, your shoulder and your ankle? And the, this just this roller that comes up and follows your spine?
They actually have some portable equipment that does the same thing.
Oh, so. There's just... I've only been to the chiropractor once when I wrenched my neck. And it just... It was like jello when I got done. I got off the table and I felt so good. I felt like my spine had just gone completely to goo. It was... I would pay money to just go in and lie on that table.
Dude, acupuncture. Sarah got acupuncture. And he had pulled his back at MFM last year. He just did something wrong. And anyone, even people with a healthy back, can do one thing to fuck up their back.
Wow, the year before I fucked up my back at MFM. What is it about MFM?
Yeah, well, so he fucked up his back at MFM last year. And on the way home, he was just dying. And it was like, for the next week, it took literally 45 minutes to get him out of bed. And he was writhing in pain and crying the whole time. And his mom said, go here to this acupuncturist. Went there, and he was just like, well, I don't really feel any different afterwards. He goes to sleep, and the next morning he fucking bolts out of bed, and I swear to God, he could do a dance. And he was just happy. It took him like all of 3 seconds to hop out of bed.
Awesome.
So if you're just experiencing mild pain, you know, that's... where to go. So how do we get here? Oh yes, bisexuality, talking about relationships, and then abuse, which led to injury.
And now we're like, here's recommendations for a chiropractor if your boyfriend abuses you too much.
Yeah.
So yeah,
Sabra is being quiet and crying silent tears.
He's over there making a doctor's appointment on the computer.
No. He just twittered, this week's episode features copious amounts of fox abuse.
And Recky's tweeting about derp. So I'll have to ask him what he's replied, derping.
Oh, good. About. It'll be a good episode then.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. How you really think, Shiru? Oh, goodness me.
Do we have a topic idea for next week?
I don't know. I might be too injured.
Bruising. That's a topic for next
week. Actually, have we ever talked about that? Like,
domestic abuse? No, like in a serious way?
No. Like, sexual encounters that are... Like, couples that are really heavy into, I don't want to generically say BDSM, but just like...
Roughhousing?
Yeah, like, is there
Do you leave marks?
Or, you know, let's just, like, maybe an idea is this, you know, do you and your couple do anything that is different from, you know, you and your partner do anything that's odd that your friends don't do together, you know? I mean, what sets you different? I mean, is that an idea, or...
All my friends are straight, so the ass sex sets me apart.
I don't know. There's
well, not in my case. That's actually not true.
Earlier, didn't you like to say you like to fuck women in the ass?
Yeah. True.
Sheba, does Fuzz like to fuck women in... I'm kidding.
Do you take it in the ass? I don't know if you guys know that song.
I don't know. I do kind of like the idea of having people say what set... You know, talk about what sets them apart from their other friends, you know, that are couples.
So not necessarily like a fetish, but more like...
Oh, it could be. It could be if you are like severely sexually different than everyone you know, or if there's like something that you and your partner or wife or husband do that other people don't traditionally do. I don't know. I'm really kind of hung on wanting to hear unique things about other people's relationships.
I'm a dom. I'm into necrophilia. I have a lot of boyfriends. Do you want to be my new boyfriend?
I can't find the rest of them. I don't know where they went.
No, you can find them. You just need a shovel.
They only last for so long.
But sure, unusual quirks.
That and, I mean, I'm really curious to hear about anything that sets you different from your friends as far as your relationship goes. Because I think we'd get some pretty interesting responses.
Okay.
Sure.
So, what sets you aside from the rest of the couples you know?
There we go.
Why are you so fucking special? What is
that? Call that the episode title.
Why are you so fucking special?
One of these things is not like the other.
Yes.
One of these kids is dead.
Which follows back to the dicker. No, we don't talk about that. Okay, so there we go. We have next week's topic.
Necrophilia.
And if you've listened this far to the episode, congratulations.
Ricky will try to say less racial slurs next week.
Next week's topic is Recrophilia. If you're really into Recce, we need you to write.
That's the idea for the next contest. Write in with how many racial slurs Recce has used this.
We lost count.
Speaking of racial slurs,
yes.
Bucktown will be our guest next week.
Oh, I will have a lot of fun.
Provided you're not being shipped off to Louisiana.
I've never actually interacted with him beyond, hey, what's up, hi.
You weren't on the show at the time he was on it?
I've never been on the show when he's been on it.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to have light side and dark side eclipsing.
We should actually put this out there. You're not actually a racist.
No, I'm not. I play with it, but seriously, people who are actually racist need to die. That's just pretty much it.
Hell, you voted for Obama, so.
I did.
Speaking of which, headshot. Yeah.
Yeah.
America.
Never mind. Osama bin Laden's dead. I won't call him anything else.
All I can see is like listening to one of those episodes, you see a little counter like you saw in that Venture Brothers. Venture Brothers cartoon where the number keeps changing and you don't know why till the end of the episode.
Yeah.
And that's about the listeners we've lost.
Well, it's like that the Blu-ray copy of what is that movie where Liam Neeson kills everyone?
Taken.
Yeah, they've got a kill counter on there, so maybe I should have a slur counter.
Wait, I haven't seen that one.
It's the Blu-ray copy. It will.
I haven't seen the movie.
Oh, we'll have to change that.
It's Liam Neeson kills everyone. The movie.
Yes.
Wow. Cool. What's his giant cock?
Well, in their eyes.
Well, apparently that's the rumor.
More like breaking the biggest and shooting them in the fucking face, but.
Okay, yeah. So, wow, we've got next week's topic and the fact that Liam Neeson has an awesome dick. That's fantastic. So, on that note...
I believe there is actually a website that's like, how big is Liam Neeson's cock.tumblr.com. It's something that came out of the Hollywood Babylon podcast.
Jesus Christ.
Where people actually write, you know, Liam Neeson's cock is so big that... You know, he tripped on it coming out of the shower and pole vaulted into Canada. That was fun of him. It was pretty funny. But they're all about that caliber. So I don't remember the exact URL, but you should check it out.
Yay, mental image. Anyway.
On that note, Severin, good night.
And big dicks.